Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the ultimate Sleep Number event on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
But can it help keep me asleep?
Absolutely. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will it help me come out swinging?
You got this.
So you can really promise better sleep?
Not promise, prove. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus 0% interest for 60 months on all smart beds. Ends Monday.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you.
blooded, cold blooded, telling you the truth. Let me stop here at this gas station. Give me 3 gallons of low lead. I'm full of nothing else. I better stop and give me 2 hot dogs and a strawberry soda.
It's a real motherfucker.
The Nation tonight. Wow. Yo, Brother O, welcome to the Caesar Show, everybody. Brother O, what a classic. That guitar, man, they're doing something to me, them strings. Johnny Guitar Watson. Thank you, Brother O. Immediately, as soon as you played the record, immediately, I just felt it in my bones, in my blood, in my soul. Honor to you, Brother O. Welcome to the Caesar Show, everybody. I always want to start off with saying honor to you, to your families. Abundance and prosperity shall wisdom always be within the heart that we seek. And I say the same thing to myself. Honor to everybody, man. Comfort to those in the time of grief, in the time of loss, in the time of trial, in the time of transgression, in the time of what's called sickness. We speak peace and comfort to the families across the earth. For those who may have sadness and despair, we speak peace across the earth. We speak love across the earth. You see what I'm saying? And I speak the same peace to myself and the same love to myself over my own family as we move forward. And we speak that no weapon be formed against us, but that we come into an attainment of wisdom, honey, with armor, honey, and the wrath of God in us, honey, for those who come forth before the children of God. So in saying that, much love to you all. The best to everybody around the world, those listening and all around the world, just much love to you all, man. Take it easy on yourself. I'm doing the same. I'm growing with you, restoring our world with you. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. Much love again to you and your families. Thank you for always having an ear to hear. Please, we are on air now live from Lagos, Nigeria. Please feel free to call in and join the conversation tonight on procrastination. You could call in the number 516-453-9133. You need to press the number 1 so that you could join the conversation. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much always. Shall you have an ear to hear? Much love to everybody and my sisters and my brothers. This is about procrastination in this time of revelations. This ain't about right or wrong, okay? You may want to check yourself if you got a sound mind, if you know what I'm saying. You might have had a hard day today. You might want to not hear this. It might not be your time. You see what I'm saying? Don't put too much pressure on yourself, because this is about getting to the nitty-gritty of oneself. This not about when I say this. This not about someone having to do it. This ain't about nobody being convicted. You see what I'm saying? I'm just speaking, okay? Take what's for you or not, but I guarantee you what I'm speaking about got something to do with every human on the planet. I ain't even got no reason to talk if it ain't for what. You know what I'm saying? I talk about great things, greatness, great things, you know what I'm saying, upon myself as I grow and upon the world. Even the world that won't say it for itself, I'll say it. You see what I'm saying? Just like other people. You see what I'm saying? When somebody mad, I speak happiness for them. Now that I'm delivered from anger, you see what I'm saying? And it don't mean that I do not have to watch the trigger. See, I was delivered from anger, right? Yet the world is still full of anger. So it's all about how I take another one's human behavior. You see what I'm saying? As long as I don't allow it to overtake me. Now, when I speak about procrastination, the attribute, the thought form that creates procrastination is broad. When I want to talk about procrastination. And again, honey, if you had a rough day today, girl, goodbye. Or over here on Facebook, y'all around the world, you stay. You're all right. You speak a different language. You be all right. But in America, goodbye. Y'all already too spoiled over here. And stubborn and hard-headed in America. It'd be somebody in another country be like, thank you. But in America, they'd be like, oh, Why are you talking about me like that? Because you jumped on my video. So you know I'm about revelations. So procrastination. There is a thought form that creates procrastination. We wasn't born with procrastinating, okay? This is a learned behavior, okay? This is not about you beating yourself up. This is about just doing the shit. I used to beat myself up. I'm going to start with myself, and I'm going to talk about my growth on how I shook hands with procrastination. I slept with it. I made love with it. I was guiding my children with the shit. Now my children have watched me and bear witness to what procrastination is. But to them, because I didn't say that's what I'm doing, this is just a normal thing that my mama do. I had to sit down and break down what procrastination is, or the children going to think that this is just normal life that my mom is living. They didn't even know that me procrastination was taken away from them, taken away from their bloodline, taken away from other generational curses that I need to deliver. You see what I'm saying? That my mama couldn't deliver, that my daddy couldn't deliver, that my grandparents couldn't deliver. So here I go. But see, I got to go through in order not to go through. Peace, God, Chris. So I got to go through because I incarnated into the belly of the beast. So I need to talk to you about a transformation. Think of a butterfly. You see what I'm saying? When the butterfly, thank you, Sister Tawanda, but think of a butterfly. You know the process of a butterfly. You see what I'm saying? Just think of a butterfly. So I'm going to talk to you about a process of procrastination in my life, because you kick it with me. You interested in things that I want to say that may be beneficial to your journey. You know what I'm saying? Which is an add-on for your family. Quiet as kept. So when I was able to acknowledge that I was procrastination, how did I acknowledge this? There is a smart body inside the body. There is also a voice installed inside the body. It's called an installation of knowledge that you're born with. Usually this knowledge that I'm talking about, it come alive throughout the life. That's why life is called a journey, because you don't get all this knowledge. It's like when your parents tell you something at 15, but it was really for you to grasp at 30. You see what I'm saying? But they was all in your face at 15. But you really, really need to operate in that knowledge when you get 30. You see what I'm saying? So I'm to think of a butterfly. That go back to the butterfly. You see what I'm saying? It's a process. So when it comes to procrastination, it's good for me to start at the end and go back to the beginning, since this shit is backwards. You see what I'm saying? So I got a knock at my heart. My heart was like, well, you know, since you said you will allow me to govern you more and you won't allow your mind to govern you, because you need me for your mind to be effective on the planet. So I said, okay, we're going to do surgery on the mind. I'm going to let my heart help me. So my heart said, you got to shake hands with me, because I'm about to reveal to you what's imbalancing you. Only I can tell you this. Well, other people can tell you, but I can tell you the best. Other people just reassure you, because you might fuck up their life if you ain't reassured about your procrastination. When you procrastinate, this is what my heart said to me. Since I accepted my heart, I accepted the mirror, I said I was with transformation, my heart said, you ready? Let's go. Hold my hand. Now, let me point out to you where you procrastinate. But I'm also going to show to you, you procrastination, it affect your children. For Christ's sakes, it affect your animals if you don't get them the vet care when they need it. You see what I'm saying? That's going to cost more money. That's going to cost more stress in the house. That shit'll kill a plant, quiet as kept, if you ain't balancing the crib with not procrastinating, okay? Keeping it G. So when I accepted that I needed to be ye transformed, I had to get through not beating myself up over my own actions, because life ain't about that. Life is about you understanding, understanding, and even maybe overstanding for some of us to, you know what I'm saying, have a more purpose-driven life. So I said, okay, heart, let me listen. I don't really want to listen, but I know why I don't want to listen, because I was conditioned. So that's the only reason why I don't want to listen. I know. I got to deal with that in my ego. My ego is suffering right now because you about to get on the mic. So in saying that, my heart said, let me point this out to you. Let's go all the way into the root of this. Procrastination is a learned behavior. First of all, you're not born with that. We didn't make no mistakes with how we was made magnificently. So my heart said to me that by you procrastinating, this is a learned behavior. Now, we got to go into where this thought form came from. What made you not want to do right by you? What made you want to hold back on the small things in life? Why don't you have enough value, self-value? That's three things. Dang, why don't I care enough to get it done? Why I keep holding back? It's affecting my family. Why don't I have enough value? That's three attributes that all go with procrastination. Well, where did that come from? What created that behavior? That's a spirit, okay, that attached to you from what you was born into, what you was exposed to, okay? Your parents, you know, they had psychological issues. You see what I'm saying? So you born into this. We all born into a martial law system. You got to go to sleep, eat this, eat that, walk in a straight line. You got martial law in your house, and you got martial law when you go out your house. You got to stand on the line to pay for something. You got to stand on line to get money, quiet as cat. You know what I'm saying? It's a martial law system. The martial law system, even in the house. All of this going to get to why you procrastinate, but how are we supposed to transform it? You see what I'm saying? So in my home, I being dictated. I ain't talking about guidance from a parent. I'm talking about when niggas dictate you, like don't put your elbows on the table. Now that's dictation. Come on now. That ain't got nothing to do with a purpose-driven life. That ain't got nothing to do with your development, your elbows on the table. Okay, so stuff like that is how you can get to how some of us, these are just example attributes of what creates a thought form and the behavior of procrastination. It'll go all the way back to your upbringing, the psychological shit that we all incarnated to, at least how America is set up, but we know the whole world. I'm a teacher, so I get to the nitty-gritty. All right, that's a spirit. Well, where did this spirit come from that created this thought form that created these behaviors, okay? Where did spirit come from? What your parents was exposed to. Your parents didn't care about certain things that was important. Honor to the family jumping on, Bianca. Your family didn't understand. Your parents didn't have a voice. Like, my dad didn't really know how to talk to me. That right there is procrastination. Whether he knew it or not, this is not about bashing him. This is about us getting to the nitty-gritty to understand why we think the way that we do so that we which you're watching, you know what I'm saying, y'all listening, so that we would transform what had become a behavior that we would use against the self, bottom line. You see what I'm saying? No, this is not something that we mean to do with each other. Take it easy on yourself. Be gentle. To y'all who just came into your awakening, you feel lost, let me tell you, 14 years of being awakened for me is really like 14 minutes, okay? Please take it easy on yourself. Let me give you a shortcut. You can take it or you can leave it, but it is my duty. Some of us came into our awakening 10 years ago. Why? To keep it G with you, we went through a lot of obstacles so that you can just walk through this, really, to keep it real. Everybody here to go through. So, okay, bear with me. Let me make sure I got brother. Oh, bear with me. Excuse me, family. Make sure I'm not missing nothing. Okay, bear with me. Okay, so now we went from behavior of why we procrastinate, but we had to go back. So we start from the end right now, where we are now, and go all the way back. Behavior. Where did behavior come from? A thought form. Where did the thought form come from? The spirit around you, the energy around you that creates the dysfunctions or the thought process of what we believe in, how we go about it, our perception, our perspective, right? Our character, you know what I'm saying? How we operate, you know what I'm saying? So all of that is connected. Child, you fucking with me, you might not agree, whatever. Where these procrastination behaviors come from. If you wasn't heard as a child, it really gonna take time for you to really connect with yourself, hear yourself, do for yourself. A lot of people had to raise their parents' children. A lot of people had to be out there at 13 on their own, 15, 17, niggas is tired. People was 15 and had to do adult stuff. No right or wrong. It's reality, but it's a way to come out of it and not overnight. Life a process. I don't care who you is, what you know, what you don't know, what you got, what you ain't got. Hold that thought. Brother O, play that next fire track, please. Please.
Won't you forgive me? Please, please, won't you forgive me?
Okay, shut up, Jesus, you a trip. Girl, your whole mouth something else, Lord. Okay, welcome back. Thank you, brother, for playing that track. Honey boo. So where was we? Be humble, Jesus. Talking about procrastination. So let me start off where I was. Where did procrastination come from, right? So many of us need to take a look all the way back, Ebony, all the way back. Why do I think like this? Why do I shit on myself? Why do I hold back for myself? Why do I take from myself? Why won't I get things done for me? And what I don't get done can affect my family, but at the time, we don't think like that, okay? You know what I'm saying? Why won't I give to myself? Why won't you protect? Like, I use it myself. Procrastinate on the self. Hey, Drinker, boo. Procrastinate on myself. Let me use me before some of you be butt hurt and you clicked on here and it's revelations, right? Okay, so in saying that, because I had to go through this in order to shake hands and be deliberate, right? So procrastinating on myself, like not being real with me, you know what I'm saying? And moving my ex-husband out, moving my ex-boyfriend right in, then moving my husband back in. My children saw all of that because I was procrastinating. I was scared of me. I was scared to have a voice. So that'll keep you with somebody. Girl, please. Shit, I be with a nigga and confused, like, wait, don't leave me. Hold up, selfishly. You know what I'm saying? Take a man through all type of chases because I just didn't grasp me. You see what I'm saying? That by me procrastinating on me, I could feel it. Like, girl, you don't even need to be in a relationship, but I wasn't listening. That's procrastinating on the call inside, like inside of me, like, yo, come here. Come back to self. Yo, let me show you. I wasn't listening, so hell got hot. My husband became the man on the rooftop. You see what I'm saying? And children lived through that. I had men, children sleeping in beds in my house all because I wasn't keeping it real. I was procrastinating. This is how you get to the nitty gritty to get to where do that come from? What thought forms? What dysfunction? What was I exposed to? You see what I'm saying? The fact that a nigga gave me away 5 days a week is a curse. You know what I'm saying? It's a problem. My parents ain't spend time with me. You don't give a child away 5 days a week. What the fuck? You have no responsibility. So when you don't have responsibility, you ain't got time to nurture the child. No, you don't. I didn't know to breastfeed, so I damn sure wasn't nurturing no nigga baby. Excuse my language. Shit. Hello, I was where I was. I get my baby away to the enemy 5 days a week. No, I ain't want to be bothered. I didn't. I was your young mother. I'm keeping it real. I speak for women who won't say that and go on Ashe tomorrow and tell you about moon rituals. Like, we ain't got masks on. We don't want our children. We procrastinating on ourselves because we ain't done with childhood trauma. Childhood trauma create all this procrastination. But you see, my people are Ashe you all day and don't want to get to the nitty-gritty of this procrastination that I'm talking about. We procrastinate because we don't be wanting our children with us. We all right with this time with these children away from, no, that time taken away from these children. Journey, girl. You are cutting them short from their contract while they even incarnated, honey boo. I'm speaking for a generation not even here yet. Don't hurt yourself. You ain't got to change your bra size. Because where I speak from, they don't even make a size that big. Girl, bye. This is revelations, honey. I come to crack the earth open. Y'all, people want to talk about ancient school. No, I want to talk about the soul. I want to talk about what wake the soul up. Because then you're going to Ashe us for the next 20 years. And y'all children, that's so cute that you be posting all the time, be the same nigga that I'm talking about right now, which is me. because I'm talking about me, my own procrastination, and that affect the world too. Because if I don't stop procrastination, I got two children that'll tear America up. They be sitting here praising graduation and report cards and be a whole mother that procrastinate on herself. I'm talking about that type of procrastination. You praise this, but you shit on yourself in another way. Ooh, ouch. You praise the enemy system for a kid. You get rid of 5 days a week and still don't give to yourself. Don't want to ask nobody for nothing. Come on, Ma. Let's release the procrastination of the self. See, I know our children be looking good, and I know you talking about the gods and shit. I know you talking about moon rituals. I know you talking about crystals. I know you talking about how you bothered about the church. I know you talking about how mad you is why niggas call on Jesus, right? See, niggas like that be the ones who procrastinate. Because that's retarded to even talk about that. I know you procrastinate about something in your life because we need to be doing the greatest shit on the planet, right? I said I wasn't going to cuss. Excuse me. I won't say the B word. I won't say MF-er, at least by the end of this podcast. Yeah, sheesh. I'm starting to get turned up. Sometimes I can't help it. Procrastination. We be wanting to go after the big stuff, have these LLCs, have these businesses, but won't even clean up the house. We procrastinate on cleaning our homes. Oops, somebody hear me out here tonight. I'm talking to you. You got a business speaking about dreams and how you want to leave all this behind. And you don't even appreciate what you have now. Girl, bye. Girl, bye. Brother, bye. Talking loud, saying nothing. Them be them warp ones, them bots. We be cute, right? Posting, talking about some shit. That's cute. I'm something else tonight. That's cute. Toilets looking nasty. It's that serious. A woman don't be cleaning her home because she dwelled for 10 years about a man that don't help her take care of her son. All of that because she mad at men. Hello, I'm keeping it G. These thoughts come from somewhere. Huh? Hello? A lot of us was raised to clean up behind ourselves. Life happened. Life happened and things took a turn. It be online talking about I love you. Be leaving work talking about love y'all leaving work. See y'all tomorrow at 9. And house car just as nasty. Girls, this dangerous on this planet. Look what happened to us. Look what happened to me. I'm in it too. Because we was born into it. I'm just saying. Some of you on here right now going to clean that house. Why are you doing that to yourself, girl? You looking dead at me in your house, nasty. You need your ass kicked. Yeah, you do. Let me see. If you 30 and under and you adult enough to close on property and pay somebody to sleep in a facility, you need your ass kicked. So did I. I ain't never been a nasty woman. Not never, nigga. Not never. Procrastination. You sitting right here looking dead at me in your nasty ass toilet. It's a great mother on the planet talking about my tribe. Here go your tribe. This is what your tribe's supposed to be telling you. Some of your mammy probably skip. Your mammy, my mammy, Jimmy mammy, stop laughing. I'm just saying. We healing, right? Yeah. You talk about waste bees, I'm talking about healing too. I'm just saying, I talk about it a different way. Some of you sugarcoated with moon rituals. That's cute. You ain't slick. That shit, moon ritual don't help you stop. You sisters, I ain't say the B word. You sisters did y'all done did 50, 11 million moon rituals and still, come on, that ain't the answer. Cut it out. Spirituality do not help stuff like that, girl. This is human behavior, girl. Hey, my witch doctor, baby. Elaine, hold up. Let me say this. Spirituality is not an scapegoat. We is not cute with all this grand rising. Y'all something else. I am so trying to speak this message. Why y'all ain't calling in either? Y'all ain't right. That let me, yo, brother, oh, they ain't even calling in. I think it's everybody needed this tonight. Damn, ain't nobody calling or nothing. Shit, I think we in court tonight. Brother, oh, we got another track. Brother, oh, we ain't got one.
Listen. Listen. I'm working 40 hours, 6 long days, and I'm highly embarrassed every time I get my pay. And they're working everybody. Lord, they're working poor folks to death. And when you pay your rent and your car note, you ain't got a damn thing left. Ain't that a bitch?
Yes, it is.
Somebody doing something slick.
Yeah, they are.
Got me wondering which is which. Mighty well go up down to ask, dig a ditch. Ain't that a bitch?
Yes, it is.
Now, ain't that a bitch? Let me tell you about my qualification. I program computers. I know accounting and psychology. I took a course in business, and I can speak a little Japanese. I focus on, got to work 2 years to get 1 week off with pay. And when I'm on my job, I better watch every word I say. Ain't that a bitch?
Boy.
Somebody doing something slick. Got me wondering which is which. Might as well go up down and dig a ditch. Ain't that a bitch?
Way too cold.
Ain't that a bitch?
Make me wanna holler. Supermarket to get myself something to eat, and when I look at the price, they knock me off of my feet. I was in the bologna section, and I had to take myself a close look. Now our beauty bar couldn't have made these prices with a skyhook.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yes it is.
Somebody doing something slick.
Yeah they are.
Which is which? Might as well go up down the end. Dig a ditch, ain't that a bitch? Now ain't that a bitch?
Oh,
ain't that a bitch?
assassinate, right? So I'm making the best of this shit, bitch. Ooh, ooh, brother, oh, hey, thank you for playing that track. Eats procrastination. Don't nobody want to call in? Dang. 516-453-9133. Live now out of Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in. I know why you don't want to call in. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Oh, caller number one. Okay. All right now. Come on. Caller number one. Welcome to the Caesar Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street.
Hold on, wait, you sound sexy. Wait a minute, my volume. Wait a minute. Say that again, baby. Say it again.
I'm going to say it one more time for you. This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
where we recover your, yeah, we recover your figure eights on Broad and Walnut from getting snatched in front of the Macy's on.
Yeah, you're right.
Facebook.
Yo, yeah, I'm from New York.
You
know what Philly be about. I like you.
You know
Philly,
what I mean?
they don't need
shout out to the Center City pickpockets who retired from all of that. You know what I mean?
Word. If you ain't from Philly, stay out of Philly. Everybody know Philly. Shit. Shit me.
Yo, check this out, Jesus. Yo, the whole thing about
I'm
this
I'm trying
is
to check you out.
Look, this chronic procrastination that we go through, you know what I'm saying, is based on people being impatient. You know, verily, your impatience is what put a situation, put you in a hesitant disorder. You know what I mean? Where you hesitate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're basically being stuttering. You're stuttering with your actions. It's like stuttering with speech. But you're stuttering with your actions. So people don't like to stutter with their actions because they don't like to make mistakes or be clumsy. So they procrastinate and take their time with things until they feel comfortable about doing it. But this is also a person that don't know how to concentrate too well because they, you know, they don't have patience like that. So verily, that's the key in order to save yourself from this hesitation disorder with your actions, stuttering with your actions. You know what I'm saying? Basically this is due to chronic procrastination. You know what I mean? Like I said, folks, don't be so anxious. You know what I'm saying? Take your time with things. You know what I mean? And, you know, stop being so hyped. You know what I mean? Allow things to ensue on its own. Stop pursuing things so much because you set yourself up for disappointment. And that's the reason why people be hesitating, because they don't like disappointments. They don't, because they're not patient enough to deal with disappointments. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Where we crash the backboards on our baby moms. Check the satellites.
I'm glad I don't live in your city. He said crack something on your back. That's too much. I ain't got that kind of weight to be doing all that. I'm glad I was a New York nigga. That was a lot. Y'all be doing too much. Stay out of Philly. No, I'm playing. Thank you. I'm stupid. Thank you, brother, for calling in. You sound sexy. You married? Never mind. Don't answer that. I just like to flirt sometimes. Excuse me. I can't talk about only healing all the time. You know, when you want to talk about something deep, I think you want to help the people laugh because I'm heavy. Ew. So he was sound sexy though. Shit. Anyway, shout out to everybody. Please feel free to call in to the Caesar Show to talk about procrastination. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm something else tonight or something. Uh huh. Y'all, come on, call in, babies. Call in, babies. Procrastination.
Hey, Chief, I got something for you right now. You talking about some sexy stuff right now, right? You know, I got to come on and always give my ministry. This song right here, y'all, before she goes back into her ministry, is dedicated to Chief because she's acting up. I want to tie with you, baby.
about the first time I saw you, baby.
Yeah.
We fell in love so fast. Anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last. I tell you, baby, thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you. Yeah. I wanna tie you, baby. I got to thank you for being mine. Oh, you're mine. Remembering. How I wish that you were mine. You know what I did? Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please make a mine? Tie you, baby. Thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you for being my. Oh my. Come here, girl. Ain't no girl in the whole. But it's you. Don't you understand, baby? I'm gonna be your man, baby. My love, it's so true. It's true, so true, baby. Oh.
Now, this song out here, you know, goes to the, you know, central feminine energy of a woman that was in the bathtub, you know what I mean, on Facebook, showing you her essence. The one and only.
Oh, my God. You remember that naked picture in the tub? Oh, wow. Now I'm going to post it. No, I might get blocked. They changed on Facebook. Never mind. He talking about the picture where I was naked in the tub. That was some sexy stuff. Girl, bye. I be looking at me like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Damn, girl. I'm supposed to feel that way about me. I used to hate me. I stopped procrastinating. On me. I did. I stopped procrastinating. Now I show a naked ass. Well, I used to till Facebook caught that shit. I don't care. It's just titties. Damn, every woman got titties. Every man got some nuts. What's the problem? I don't get that. That's what the church did to us. The church did this shit. Made you procrastinate on how you perceive shit. So anyway, y'all, excuse me. Winter coming. Mucus. Don't be trying to give me a herb. I'm all right with my mucus, bitch. Shit. I'm a nigga who need mucus. I'm powerful. I need the contamination in me. Believe me, I need all this. Believe that. Or don't. So procrastination. Speaking of procrastination, it's just a reminder. I did it. I was able to let go, holding back, not even doing small things. And someone gave me some wisdom a while ago. It was actually my dad. And he said, Chris, you ain't going to be able to handle the big things in life or be able to move mountains in life if you simply cannot face the small things. It's the small things in life, and I bear witness. Somebody in the thread, somebody out there know what I'm talking about because I know where many of us are. Many of you have been delivered through transformation with procrastination. And now you can say, oh, my goodness, that's all it took. Oh, my goodness. It come from our programming, that we are deprogramming one day at a time. You see what I'm saying? So when you do have that breakthrough, you be like, oh, my goodness, I went all around the world, had all these, and then, yo, this is real. This going to hit it right here. When we procrastinate, that means that we're not doing something that's our heart, or we're not doing something in the physical with our affairs. I mean, I'm simply talking about cleaning your home. That, man, it creates more stress. Like, take it or leave it, but by not even keeping your home clean, you're looking at a mess, right? Because our houses get messy. Ain't no way around it, right? Unless you got a maid every day or whatever. Or you like me, where you, damn, you ain't got nothing to clean because you could just clean so goddamn much. But this is stress. When our houses, our bathrooms, messy tubs, toilets looking like this, we looking at this. That do not go hand in hand. That's stress. People know, because when you clean up, you actually feel better. There's an energy to that. Your house being messy is an energy. It can keep you lazy. Yes, it can. It can become normal and leave your home like that. That's not our true hearts, man. It's laziness. I talk to my daughter all the time. My daughter go out into the world because she works. And I say, baby girl, you young. You ain't been on the planet long enough, right? Hell, me neither. Quiet as hell. Yeti, it's important to take care of your home before you go out into the world. See, so if you shall you keep not taking care of what's yours, your space, your peace, and you go out into the world too much, the world will overtake you and you will not look back at what you have. You won't. I know it. I know I have not been grateful. I actually had to have my eyes open. Like, you know, if your eyes are closed, they're closed. But when they become open, it's like, oh, my goodness. Like, I know people can bounce to this. Like, when you come through an awakening, right, in different levels of yourself, you'll be like, dang, you done got through this. And didn't you almost feel like, oh, shit. You done overcame some shit and still feel convicted. Because when you awaken to it, like, oh, shit, I'm fucked up like that. And you ain't supposed to beat yourself up. No, the whole world was conditioned. Child, calm down. Damn. You know what I'm saying? This is what I had to say to me. Because, oh, no, I was beating me up for everything. Dang, I don't think right. Dang, I'm selfish over there. Dang, I don't spend enough time with my kids. Dang, I don't even. Oh, my goodness. I just beat myself over everything. Everything I was awakening to that I had to face. I was like, oh, man. Then I would stay there and couldn't get out of that. You know what I'm saying? That shit. And then procrastination is a part of all of that. When we're not able to accept inner truth for the self, you procrastinate. It will cause us to procrastinate. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. You can only do what you can. I wasn't always ready to have a voice. I had to wait a couple of more years. Fuck it, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you can only do what you can. Let me just say that. You can only do what you can, yo. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just speaking from the inner self. Thank you to the grid that's recording this. One day at a time. You don't change everything. I'm just saying, you're going to feel better, man. This is why I be shining. When I first started going live, I was dark because I was a procrastinator. I was still a runner. Still a runner. Still didn't like me. But I had to speak what I said I was speaking to the planet. But yet, I still had to clean me up. Now I'm not dark, my eyes not dark, because I'm growing with y'all. You remember the butterfly in the beginning, the butterfly process. Life is that, and it's different phases of this butterfly, because life has stages. You know what I'm saying? You go through different changes in your 40s than you do in your 30s. You go through different changes in your 50s than you do in your 40s. You go through different changes in your 60s than you do in your 50s. And then when one don't stop procrastinating, we all know somebody, if it ain't even your own mama, honey, in their 60s right now, somebody knows somebody, goddamn it, right now that's 60 years old procrastinating. Procrastinate. My mother was that way. She procrastinated till she couldn't breathe no more, till she couldn't live. It wasn't something that she could fulfill. It wasn't something that she was able to reach up in her will. You see what I'm saying? So here I go. I can do it. I can do it. I'm going to do it, Ma. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it, Ma. I'm going to do it, Mama. I'm going to do it, Mama. Fuck that. I'm going to do this shit. Word, Mama, I'm going to break this shit. Ma, caller number two. That's all right, Mommy. I love you, Mommy. You could only do what you can, Mama. I'm going to do this. Me and Yeti. She the next matriarch. Caller number two, welcome to the Caesar Show. What's your name?
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks, calling in from Jersey. How are you?
Hey, girl. How you doing? Thank you for calling, Mama.
Yeah, I like the topic. I like the topic. And when you're talking, it reminds me, I haven't watched on a regular basis, but just, you know, enough to get the gist of the show in the Hoarders. I remember watching the show, and the lady's house was so bad, piled up with stuff, that her cats died. They didn't even have an idea how long her cats had been dead in the pile of mess. And I was like, that's definitely a sickness. That's what just reminded me when you were talking about the houses and things like that. But I wanted to ask you, at what point do you feel like, what point in your life did you transition from the procrastination into just getting things done and taking care of yourself?
Honestly, sis, us being born into this dark dimension in this age of destruction, all of that matters. Because we can't help what we born into, right, sis? That means that's a reality for the world, right? Okay. It's so deep. You can't say, Mom, you should have did this. No. That's not how this works. So, honestly, girl, I got tired of not being good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of not being good to me. And my heart tell me this, my blood, my cells, honey, my kidneys. Because when you're not good to you and you procrastinate, girl, I was procrastinating on levels. Not just one thing, levels in my body. I don't hear my messages correctly from my own spirit. Because now I done created filters in my life all to not do some shit. Girl, I wouldn't even sign a piece of paper. Girl, you won't even go get an ID. Girl, it, like, I got tired of not being good to me. And see, I can hear the microphone in my heart. I can hear, I have conversation with my kidneys. My kidneys speak to me. Clear sentences. My lungs speak clear sentences to me. So I was under pressure. It be a certain amount of time. You just cannot go on the way that you are. I'm talking to me. Girl, and I said, this is some selfish-ass shit. These two children sitting here watching all this, but they don't know that it's procrastination. I just had a conversation with my children today, going to a bookstore. I said, I'm not saying they're going to do this, but it's something I need to talk about and point out. Y'all remember when I had my husband in the house with us, right? His daughter. Then I moved my husband out. You know, black women, women, period, especially what's called black women, we going to kick a man out because we dysfunctional. We have babies too early. We give them away 5 days a week. We don't know what to do with men. You see what I'm saying? We grow up. I didn't even grow up in a toxic home. But I'm saying I talked to my children, age 17 and 22. My son's 17, the girl 22. I said, moving these men in and out when y'all was little, y'all seen this shit for 5 years. My husband, then my ex. My ex had a little girl. So my husband had a little girl. I kicked my husband out because you know black women good. Ooh, honey. When we got them apartments, I was that girl. Ooh, this is my apartment. This is mine. I was one of them. I had to become the darkness so I could understand the light. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I had told my children, I taught y'all how to procrastinate. I taught my daughter how to be with two men and to be very dysfunctional and not even give a fuck. So I had to talk to this girl, and I'm not done talking. No, this is a ministry for these children, a ministry for these children. These children can't just hear about dysfunction that they saw. They was too young. They development skills. You see what I'm saying? They wasn't even done with the development of what a young girl and a young boy testosterone got to come through. They mind was still so vulnerable. They decision-making skills ain't even clicking. I got to go back and get that. Sis, So I got tired of not being good to me, but I could hear my heart. The microphone is in everybody's heart. So my heart sat me down. It had me, not only sat me down, but the heart put me in the mirror over and over and over again. Because when my heart told me that, I still wasn't comfortable with my heart. I had to go through a process to have a relationship with my heart. First, I had to learn how to trust me because I had issues in that area. First, I had to learn to trust me so that I could make decisions for me to be good to me. So I had to go through these psychological transformations, do some surgery on my mind. I mean surgery in different areas. You got surgery from your root chakra, which you took in from the world. Then you got surgery with the mirror. Then you got surgery, with that shadow. So it got to a point, sis, I wasn't good to me. I wasn't good to me, baby. And I know, I intentionally knew I wasn't good to me. I felt it. I knew it. I'm me. That's what transformed me. I got tired of me. Mama, daddy dead now. You can't use that as to crush your kids. All right? Them children ain't about to go through that bullshit that they did. Jalen took in your bullshit at 5. This boy 17. Nope. You got to face this shit. You see what I'm saying? All of that, man. Word. And I ain't done. I'm delivered, but because I'm in flesh, the world's still what it is. So every day I have devotion with myself before I go. I don't even ashe, but before I go ashe the world, I need to check on me because I'm coming out of surgery. I live, 40-something years, like 30 years, you know what I'm saying? Like anybody else. So now I got to get up in the morning and do surgery. I got to have a devotion with me. Let me check on my 10-year-old self. This is how you break curses. Let me check on my 17-year-old self. Then the 20s was just straight overwhelming because you don't really understand things at 20. You see what I'm saying? So I got to go through all of those thought forms and purge all that shit because at 20, what you do is age appropriate. But when you awaken, you still got to go back. It's you. You got to cut them cords. You see what I'm saying? You got to talk to the self. Nah, I ain't defined by that self. You ain't even, girl, I get in the mirror and say, I ain't going to let you beat you up like this, Chris. I'm not going to let you beat yourself down. No, get in the mirror. I know you're stressed, but you then came far enough to use tools. You see what I'm saying? You know, some of us now, we got tools, affirmation. We got a little wisdom. When I didn't have wisdom, right, I couldn't use that. You see what I'm saying? Damn, now I want to do the lives. Yo, that was deep, and that was powerful.
I appreciate your transparency and your honesty. I mean, it takes a lot, you know, to be able to be that transparent, especially to the world, you know, all the listeners worldwide. And I admire you for that, you know, because a lot of people don't see their faults, you know, and don't acknowledge them. And I think when you acknowledge your faults and certain things that you need to change about yourself, that's when growth really, really starts. So when you start living in something and you're comfortable and you don't want to change it, that's when all the problems come. And, you know, it just, people don't want to fix themselves. They want to fix everyone else around them, but they don't want to fix themselves. So with you, I really admire your transparency and how you were able to see the things that needed to be changed. Like, that's very honorable. I wanted to say that.
Girl, yes, I had an answer for everybody going around knocking on doors, had it all figured out, wasn't shit. had on more masks than COVID. Full of shit. Girl, bye. Honey, bye.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Girl.
Oh my gosh. If you could say something to anybody out there, though, throughout Lagos, throughout, you know, the entire world, you know, listening to 17 million listeners, if you could give them one sentence to that, give them a figurative kick in the butt to stop procrastinating, what would you say?
Ooh, what a question. If I had anything to tell 17 million people about procrastination, this is not your true heart. This is a learned behavior that you don't deserve for yourself. It's okay to be good to you. It's okay to get things done so that your family can grow, so that you can grow, so that you can have what is deserved to you, for you. It's just important because this shit affects the body. When we procrastinate, it creates stresses, and then those stresses create other thought forms that bring filters to where we don't make the best decisions. And when we don't make the best decisions, that create more curses, more crisis, more money in some cases, heartache. Mm-hmm. You can break your lover's heart. You can break your children's heart by procrastinating. And you'll be looking at your kids, somebody, you ain't listening. Looking at your lover, somebody, you don't understand me. You don't listen to me. And it'd be the whole time, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. Especially the women. Girl, uh-uh. So that's what I would say. And be easy with yourself. It's okay. Take it easy. Don't beat yourself up. And the last thing I would say, just do the shit. It ain't, we ain't even got to go through all this shit. Just do it. You niggas don't need no message. I didn't really need a message. It was, I just did it. Do this shit. This ain't some black people, other people need to learn. No, we just need to do it because I just did it. I ain't have to go take a class. I ain't have to go find a priest. I ain't need an oracle to pull a card. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't one of them kind of things. Like, the easiest shit, we make the hardest stuff in life. The easiest things to do, we make it the hardest. I know I'm the ringleader. Trying to tell you.
In the spirit of transparency, I would say partially some of the things you say, you speak it to me, because sometimes I have trouble and I procrastinate with certain things. For my reasons, it is a lot of what Clev One said. It's like you stuttering with your accents. I like that. I really like that. But for me, it has to do with me having fibromyalgia, like depending on how, I don't know if you know about the spoon theory, but it's like how much of my, you know, physical, how much am I able to do physically before, you know, my body like tires out? So for me, but you are definitely speaking partially to me on things that I just need to, because you do feel better once you get it out the way and get it done.
Right.
Your mind, your body,
girl,
everything feels better. So you were telling the truth about that.
100%. I got one deeper, something most people will never wake up to in this life. Oh, well. Procrastination. There are supernatural beings that's tearing this planet, tormenting us, and attached to us. And procrastination opened up the door for demonic spirits, pseudo-gods,
mm-hmm.
wicked beings to fuck with your head. Uh-huh.
Yep.
That gives these beings a open door, honey, to use you. And shit, they looking like shit. You want to be on the dark side. You ain't even good to you. You don't even care about you. You don't want to do for you. We fuck with niggas like that. These evil beings, these wicked beings want you to fuck up yourself. They want you to not do for yourself. They want you to procrastinate. They want you to create this way of life for your children. They want your children to watch you procrastinate. Hell, bitch, they want the dog to watch you be funny so the dog could be stupid. You ain't know, you ain't never seen a nigga with a stupid dog. I had one too. Nigga don't listen. I'm just saying. Look, thank you, Carla. We got to go, baby. I love you. Thank you, sister, for calling in.
It's wonderful talking to you.
Brother, next track, baby. Next.
sister. She got a shape that you know you can't beat her. Ain't no need to try. She ain't worried about you being no cheater. You ain't nobody gonna catch her. When she starts walking, all the fellas start pausing. Hey, let me tell you what they say. All get together and start howling like dogs. Here's how they sound.
Thank you, Brother O, for that track. Caller number 3 in queue. Who's calling? What's your name?
Hey, peace, peace. Jesus, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Hey, Brother Hooney, honor to you, Magic Man. Hey, honey.
Hey, you know how we being for Nuba do. I take a bow to you as well. Look, you getting it in as you always do. Allow your campaign manager to speak his piece. It's funny you speaking about procrastination tonight. First of all, everyone who's listening via Facebook, and I said it right, fake book. All the energy that this extraordinary being has incarnated here to do, especially with melanated people. I love you, Jesus, because you know you're universal, right? Much more universal than I am, because I only came to a select people, right? But as far as procrastinators, all of you who absorb this young lady, this extraordinary being, every time that she comes on to help feed life into y'all dead state of mind, dead state of spirit, y'all do that constantly. Now, me as a campaign manager, the only thing I ask y'all to do, I know y'all don't know me, and I don't give a damn if y'all know me or not, but this young lady here have go to work from the time she comes up to the time that she's resting. And sometimes she'll come up out of her sleep to feed life into y'all dead bodies and y'all dead spirit. And y'all don't even take time to cast a vote for one of the greatest that's ever incarnated. But I'm going to tell you something right now if I get off.
Thank you.
This isn't something new. Everyone who ever incarnated here went through the same process. Do it now. Stop the procrastinating, y'all. This is a final attempt. She's always doing her part. You understand? With or without the recognition. But while she's here, during the many times in which she incarnated here, she's here with us now. Take time to cast your vote for her. Those of you who say that you love her, those of you who say that you support her, a simple vote is all she needs. All you need to do, actually, because she's already doing her part. That's the only thing that you need to do. Stop procrastinating. Okay? Anyway, I love you, Jesus. You understand? You got to cast those votes tonight. You got to cast those votes and pass it on to everyone that you know, those of you who are sincere, or you'll be just like what Jesus is talking about tonight, a procrastinator. Thank you.
Hooney is speaking about my nomination that is coming up this month, and I will continue to keep asking. As Hooney has, can y'all send an email? You could, if you find it in your heart to come to my inbox, I give the email, I posted it, and then simply sending the email to Hooney Bakatoon to vote for me, I will win a nomination out of 23 people for speaking to the world. You know what I'm saying? Word. It's out, you know what I'm saying? No force, no expectations, man. You know what I mean? So that's what that's about. It's an email that you need. I posted it. You know what I'm saying? Those are the posts that people don't see. Those are the posts nobody sees. Nobody sees those. They don't hear me when I ask, can you send an email, please? Some didn't catch that. Some didn't catch it. But I got a nomination coming up. Word, man. It's almost 3 years with this company. I took a break. And I left for a year and I got nominated. That's why I came back. My voice is necessary. Way past disagreements down here on this plane. So for those who, you know, no force, no expectations. But I ask that you come to my inbox and I will provide the email for you to send to my brother Huni Baka too for this vote at the end of the month for me to win this nomination out of 23 other souls that speak as well to the world and put in a lot of work to the world and take out their time because they care for the people. They speak about different topics, but they matter as well. So I speak for them as well, that people who come and listen to us on ONE, you know, put in your votes for all of us, for who you choose in your heart. I'm speaking to ONE, to those who jumped on ONE tonight, man. Y'all know who we are on this panel. You know, put your votes in for my baby Terrence, my twin. You know what I'm saying? It's a great man. We put in a lot of work for people transformation, another light and another gift. Thank you. Thank you. Another caller, Brother O. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Christine Powell. This is Terrence Strength. Thank you for those kind words.
Oh, I was just talking about you.
No, I heard
you. Oh, you're welcome. Hey.
How you doing, co-nominee?
Hi. How you doing, love? Just working. Working
yeah,
like you're working.
Making you're making your case again, I see. And I want to thank Huni for his powerful words about nominating you and everything. And I'm sure you're going to crash through them doors and get it done. So to one nominee to another, great topic. And you out here spreading the word, trying to free people as usual. So
Thank you, Terrence. I knew it would be a challenge, Terrence, because I'm one on the panel who actually have a large platform, bro, outside of Facebook. So I have like one vote. You know what I mean? It's like, dang, man.
Right.
So whatever.
Right.
I'm still great. Yo, I'm a winner, man. I'm a winner, bro. Period. We win is period.
Of course you are. I just want to say a couple of things about procrastination. And you had some callers. Everybody had a good perspective on what procrastination is. Of course, your topic is an outstanding topic. I just wanted to say that when I think about what procrastination is, and I deal with this myself at times, it's about forgiveness. It's about loving yourself enough and learning how to love and appreciate yourself and stop inconveniencing yourself unnecessarily. And when we procrastinate, that's basically what we do. We hold ourselves up because underneath, we don't feel that we're worth it, you know? And it's something that as we evolve, as we evolve, we begin to learn to do that less as we learn to love ourselves more. And you kind of alluded to that tonight, all the things that you were doing, and you were being very vulnerable about that, and I thought that was outstanding. That's basically what's underneath it is fear, you know? And everything. And so, again, you know, we're down here to figure that out, to learn and evolve and to evolve as spiritual beings and souls. So I just want to give those 2 cents. And you kind of said that. You expounded on that even more so. And I just wanted to give my 2 cents on that. But, again, Konami, keep on doing your thing.
Thank you. Likewise to yourself. And we are winners no matter what. And I'm just grateful for ONE bringing me on with this, with such beautiful people and just choosing me and even bringing me back. I'm just grateful to have my voice heard around the world. People be like, yo, Jesus, go on YouTube. I got this. T, yo, Terrence, they be like, Jesus, you need to go on YouTube. You're going to reach more people. Like, they look at me so hard they can't see me. You know what
right,
I'm saying? Because
right,
some people only,
right.
They look at my light. They only see my light, not me as an individual. And people be like,
right.
Jesus, why you ain't on YouTube? Because sometimes I'm going to say it from a Christian standpoint. You can't see what God is doing with me, baby. You just can't see what God is doing with me. What you saying I should do on YouTube, I have surpassed numbers of every great speaker on YouTube. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I does this shit. So I love us, man. I love us. And I think that's pretty much my final thoughts, Brother O. Bring it live, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank what Christine Powell has done for us since 2018. So let's get the record straight. This young lady came on this radio network and had 15 out of 16 connection records. Started with, you know, five in a row, tied for third, you know, all time, you know, or tied, you know, really, you know, with a lot of great people. Andrea Presley, looking at, you know, the great Clev Wine who's done it, and Shakira Rice, and then Christine Powell. Those people right there are tied for third. You know, second all time is our Citizen Ray. And then, of course, you know, as rookies, as new hosts. The greatest of those is Sonny Griffin. And the award is named after her. And this year, we're so proud to announce on November 1st who will be this year's Linear New Host of the Year for WBNN. Again, Christine Powell has earned her nomination for this outstanding, you know, broadcasting life that she's given to us here at WBNN. And, yes, she is a twin of Tara Strength. Both of them should be proud of themselves at this time as the 2022 class, the Internet Radio Wonders, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominees. Wonderful job by Christine Powell. And you guys know her as Jesus. Now, tomorrow night, we come back on with another nominee for the Hall. And last year's WBNN Anna Waddell Award-winning new host of the year. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther. And her show is called The Front Porch, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on The Storied, The Dynasty. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola W. Malou Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele. That goes with my and gmail.com. And I am the mother and father's favorite producer, the mentor. Ola W. Malou Ngozi saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, the 2018 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Christine Jesus Powell.
Thank you so much, Brother O. Thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you, Brother Terrence. Thank you to that sexy-ass one from Philly. What he look like? Anyway, thank you, everybody, for showing up tonight. Thank you for your inspiring words for those who called in. Thank you to those who had an ear to receive. Thank you for those who took out the time to join the Jesus Show tonight. I speak the best to you. I speak the best to myself. Be gentle with yourself and be gentle with children. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters locked down. And much love. Peace.